You're standing in front of the bathroom mirror in your pyjamas, brushing your teeth before bed. As you rinse your mouth out into the basin, you see a bit of red in the water. Now, most of us have probably had a small amount of bleeding in the gums at some time or other. But for this week's burning question, Karen wants to know whether inflamed gums and also ingrown toenails are an indicator or a potential cause of heart attack. What? She says she's seeing stuff on the internet that's giving her this impression and wants to know if it's true. Well, James Bullen is a health journalist with the ABC and he's investigated Karen's question. So, James, just for a start, what are inflamed gums a sign of?
First and foremost, they're a sign that you probably should be a bit more diligent with your teeth brushing and your flossing, because what's happening is there's a buildup of plaque along your teeth and then your immune system tries to get rid of it with an inflammation response. So that's what's initially causing those swollen red gums. And if you leave that unchecked, then it can turn into gingivitis, which is the early stage of gum disease. And the symptoms of that, as you alluded to, they're bleeding gums, especially when you brush your teeth or you eat. So when you're doing something to agitate the gums in some way. And then that can become more serious if you don't head it off, and it transitions into periodontitis, which is the more advanced form of gum disease. And that's when you've got some bigger problems.
But as per the burning question sent in by Karen, does this relate to heart disease? I mean, what do inflamed gums have to do with your heart?
Yeah, well, I suppose heart disease and gum disease, they have a lot of the same risk factors. So lifestyle factors, poor diet, smoking, heavy alcohol consumption. So if you don't look after yourself in that way, your teeth aren't going to do well either. But beyond that, there's also an association between the two, which means someone with gum disease is more likely to have heart disease. It seems that those with gum disease are at twice the risk of developing heart disease compared with people who don't have problem gums.
So that's an association, a kind of correlation. But is there a cause and effect?
Yeah, that's the thing that hasn't been proven at this stage. So there's not a causative link between the two. But doctors reckon there's mechanisms by which it could happen, one of which is that the inflammation of the gums contributes to your overall inflammatory burden, and that plays a role in developing fatty deposits on your artery walls, which is one of the factors of heart disease. And the other thing is that the bacteria that causes gum disease can enter your bloodstream when your gums actually bleed, and then maybe that bacteria could promote fatty plaques that get into your arteries, and then that could also help develop heart disease. So there are some plausible mechanisms by which it could happen.
Right, but that direct cause and effect hasn't actually been established.
There must
be a whole range of other factors at play too. I mean, not just gum disease.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what the experts I spoke to said. There's an association between the two. Gum disease could be playing a part, but it would only be in some people, and it wouldn't necessarily be a huge part of developing heart disease, because there are all these other factors, and some of them are quite common. So the ones I spoke about earlier in terms of smoking, alcohol drinking, diet, that sort of thing.
How could a causal link be established or be tested?
Yeah, it's really difficult, because to establish a causative link between the two diseases and have the best evidence possible, you'd have to look at two groups of people with and without gum disease, and then leave the gum disease group untreated to see if their incidence of heart disease was greater. And that's not really a sort of study that we can do. You can't not treat somebody if they've got a disease. So it's really difficult, but there are some animal studies that support the link, and they have found the bacteria that causes gum disease around the heart of some people, but we still can't say for certain.
This is Life Matters. I'm Amanda Smith with ABC health journalist James Bullen. James has been investigating whether inflamed gums are an indicator or a cause of heart attack, heart disease, following on from Karen sending us, this is her burning question. Karen also asks the same about ingrown toenails. We'll get on to that in a minute, but before we do, James, how do you prevent gum disease?
Yeah, well, some forms of gum disease run in families. So there is a genetic element to it. If your mum and dad maybe lost their teeth early, or your brothers and sisters have got problems with their teeth, then you may also experience the same thing. But far and away, the best thing to prevent gum disease is to stop the plaque getting into your gums in the first place. And you've probably heard some of this before, but some of the things you can do is brush your teeth twice a day for 2 minutes, flossing to clean around your teeth, and doing that every day. day, avoiding smoking, and regular dental checkups. Those are the critical factors to helping you prevent it.
So then, what about ingrown toenails and heart disease?
This seems
even more bizarre to me, but anyway.
Quite a peculiar link to draw between these two ones. And I have to say that I couldn't turn up much in the way of a link between the two. And the researchers I spoke to, they hadn't heard of this. But they did say that there would be some inflammation around an ingrown toenail. So theoretically, it could contribute to that overall inflammatory burden, but any inflammation would be much smaller than the inflammation in the gums, because the gums actually are a pretty large surface area, and around a toenail would be very small in comparison. So it could have some link, but you would hope that it wouldn't really change the way you approach ingrown toenails or heart disease. If you've got an ingrown toenail, the best thing to do is just go to the doctor and get it fixed, and it doesn't really change how you would treat it.
Toenails can tell you other things, though, James. What story do they tell?
The discoloration in your toenails, the peculiar shapes, they can be suggestive of a bunch of different conditions, things like nutritional deficiencies and diabetes. Of course, you wouldn't just diagnose those things by looking at someone's nails, but it can provide a bit of a clue. And in one study, a pretty interesting study, they collected toenail clippings from people and they analysed how much nicotine they contained, and they linked that to the risk of coronary heart disease in the group studied. So it was actually the nicotine content analysed in the toenails that gave them a link between that and the disease.
That would have been in smokers?
Yes, indeed. Right. And non-smokers as well.
Oh, but okay. Well, there you go. There's one reason to collect your toenail clippings. Mind you, all that stuff makes me think, oh, next time I take the nail polish off my toes, I better look at the nails and see what sort of condition they're in. But James, as far as heart disease goes, there is, let's just clarify this from this burning question. There is no causal link established between heart disease and either ingrown toenails or inflamed gums, although with the latter there is some association, but that's different from an established cause and effect, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And if there is a cause and effect, it probably isn't that large, and there's a bunch of other factors at play that are also quite significant and common in people's lives.
Well, thank you, Karen, for sending that question in to us. And if you've got your own burning question about a health matter of a general sort of nature, you can email it to lifematters@abc.net.au and we'll attempt to research it and talk about it. James Bullen is a health journalist with the ABC. James, thank you for delving into gums and toenails for this one. You've also written an article for ABC Online about this.
Yes, that's right. So that's going to be available up on the ABC News website and the ABC Health website later today.
All right, so you can read it there. Thank you. And it's Amanda Smith with you. This is Life Matters.